coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is powered by DuBois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big, and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBoisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. It's Mark with you, flying solo for just a bit, as a little later on, we're going to welcome Pam and Sarah back into the studio for our Rupert's Tasting Tales segment. And today we have Goodlands Extracts, Root Beer, High Soda, Delta 9. Oof. Can't wait for that one. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, November 7th. After more than 200 years of sharing weather, wit, and wisdom, the Farmer's Almanac will cease production. The Lewiston-based publication will also be shutting down its website and social media updates. The decision was based on shifting reader habits and economic realities. Copies of the final Farmer's Almanac, the 2026 version, are available at local stores and farmersalmanac.com. Central Maine Healthcare recently welcomed Ambia Ahmed to Central Maine Pediatrics at CMMC in Lewiston. Dr. Ahmed is well-equipped to treat Central Maine's immigrant population as she speaks fluent Somali, Arabic, and English. Central Maine Pediatrics provides care for newborns through age 21. A public skate fundraiser will be held at Norway Savings Bank Arena next Sunday, November 16th, from 3:50 to 4:50 p.m. Half of the proceeds from the $5 admission and the $5 skate rentals will benefit New Beginnings, which provides homeless youth with safety, counseling, and an understanding of their value and worth. And vendor spots are available for the Lewiston Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce's annual holiday marketplace. The event is Thursday, December 11th at the Hilton Garden Inn Riverwatch in Auburn. For more information, visit lametrochamber.com. Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Cloudy with evening showers tonight. We'll have a high of 47 and a low of 27. A cloudy start to tomorrow. The sun will peek through in the afternoon, but that'll be about it. High 57, low 35. And cloudy with evening showers on Sunday with highs in the mid-40s. In sports, Pavel Zacha's overtime goal gave the Bruins a 4-3 win over the Ottawa Senators. Boston has won 5 in a row and will visit the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night. The Celtics visit the Orlando Magic tonight at 7. The Maine Nordiques beat the Elmira Aviators 5-4 in overtime last night. They'll play again tonight at 7 in New York. Central Maine Community College men's hockey beat Northern Arizona 8-0. CM Women's Hockey will host the University of New England tonight at 7:30. The Lewiston Maniacs host the Northern Maine Pioneers tomorrow night at the Colisée. Bates College football will close out its season at home against Hamilton tomorrow at noon. And the first place 7-2 New England Patriots visit the 6-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday afternoon. That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
Famous people birthdays.
take a look at FPBs for November the 7th, shall we?
Sure, Mark. Let's do it.
Thank you, voice in my head. We're going to start off with actor and comedian Adam Devine, who is 42 years old today. You might know him from Modern Family or the Comedy Central series Workaholics. He also hosted Adam Devine's House Party, which makes sense. I mean, who else would host Adam Devine's House Party other than Adam Devine? How about actor Christopher Knight, celebrating birthday number 68 today? He's best known for playing Peter Brady in, you guessed it, The Brady Bunch.
Pork chops and applesauce. I mean, that's swell.
He's also done some other television work. He's appeared on Happy Days and The Love Boat and The Surreal Life. And it was on The Surreal Life where people started to take notice of him once again. He received a lot of attention for appearing shirtless on The Surreal Life. Apparently, he took care of his body pretty well, and people were freaking out about it. And he also began a romance with model Adrienne Curry, who was the winner of America's Next Top Model. And she was almost 25 years younger than Christopher Knight when they started dating. And they had their own VH1 series called My Fair Brady and got married in 2006 and divorced 6 years later. And rounding out FPBs for November the 7th, singer, songwriter, legend, Joni Mitchell, who is 82 years old today. Joni has won 11 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. Rolling Stone magazine named her one of the greatest songwriters ever, and an All Music biography stated that, quote, Joni Mitchell may stand as one of the most important and influential female recording artists of the late 20th century. Not too shabby. What an incredible career. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
14 years ago on this day in 2011, Smokin' Joe Frazier died due to complications from liver cancer at the age of 67. Joe had a legendary trilogy of fights with Muhammad Ali and a fight with George Foreman in 1973 that I'm sure he would want people to forget about because Joe was knocked down 6 times in that fight.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
And yes, he lost. 15 years ago, on this day in 2010, Queen Elizabeth launched a Facebook page, but no one was allowed to friend her or poke her. 34 years ago, on this day in 1991, Magic Johnson, basketball legend, announced that he had tested positive for HIV and that he was retiring from basketball, despite his 3 comeback attempts. Also 34 years ago in 1991, Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman, pleaded no contest to charges of indecent exposure. 46 years ago in 1979, The Rose was released, starring Bette Midler, in the chaotic story of a self-destructive female rock star who was modeled after Janis Joplin. 52 years ago, on this day in 1973, New Jersey became the first state to let girls play Little League baseball after being ordered to do so in a civil rights hearing. And 60 years ago, in 1965, the first Pillsbury Doughboy commercial debuted. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 7th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Parents, be sure that your kids know their trusted circle of adults. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Through the magic of editing, We invite Sarah and Pam back into the studio for our Rupert's Beverage and Redemption Tasting Tales segment. We have Goodland Extracts Root Beer High Soda, which is a Delta 9 product. It is 12 ounces, and it has 10 milligrams of THC.
Woo! Are we ready for that?
Are we ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I wonder if you could do a root beer float with this.
Sure. Why not? Get ahead of the munchies.
Yeah. Fire brewed with pure honey and 5 milligrams of Delta 9 THC per serving. It's creamy, frothy, and a real treat. It's going to make you smile on your face. So
it's going to make you smile on your face?
Yeah.
Or smile with your face. Or smile to your face, depending on how many of these you have.
At your face.
Right?
Here's to your face.
It won a High Spirits Award, a Platinum Award, this year, 2025. So this should be good.
Is there a certain way you're supposed to drink these beverages?
With your face.
With your face.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, what are we doing?
I did a good job again.
Look at you.
I was in charge of pouring last week, and I didn't mess it up.
No, you
what
know.
Did I? Oh, I missed Oktoberfest last week.
Yeah, I got a really nice little head on the little tiny glasses of beer. Today, I got some root beer on myself. So.
Cheersy right. Cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
To all. And here we go.
Tastes like root beer.
Yeah.
It's good root beer.
Yeah.
Take that, A&W.
That's yummy.
Take that, Barks.
That's dangerously delicious.
It tastes like that the good root beer that you buy. What's the one that sometimes restaurants have it on tap?
Oh, yeah.
Mug?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Mug. Barks?
You know what I'm talking about,
I do.
Right, Mark?
Yeah, that we used to get it in bottles.
It doesn't taste super high sugar, high fructose. You taste the real like root beer flavor.
Yeah. I think that might be because of the honey.
Only 19 grams of sugar, Sarah.
That's only 19.
That's all.
I was asking Rucker the other day because he was holding that energy drink that he drinks every morning. Yeah. He's like, I only have one a day. How many cups of coffee do you have? And I was like, read the ingredients on that thing.
It's
53 grams of sugar.
Oh,
I was like,
jeepers.
My coffee doesn't have any sugar except for the little bit of sweet cream creamer I put in it.
Yeah, it's not just about the caffeine.
No.
Yeah.
No. 53. Anything beverage-wise should not be 53 grams of sugar.
You shouldn't be drinking that many calories.
Why? Yeah. Why do they do that?
Well, last week, we sampled the Chucky energy drink that Sarah got.
How was that?
We couldn't even drink it.
Nope.
We couldn't even drink it.
I think I had two sips and I was done. Mm-hmm. It was so sweet. That's why I can't imagine what Tim drinks.
That's wild.
Crazy.
How many grams of sugar were in the Chucky?
39.
Anyway, so this root beer does not have 53 or even 30.
It's just 19.
19, which is really good.
That's respectable.
They have a lot of different kinds of sodas, you guys.
They sure do.
How about cherry pie? Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
That's interesting.
Orange, grape, they have a gingerbread. Baked gingerbread.
Look at that.
The can is
the
hilarious.
Artwork is great.
Yes. Yeah. Look at this. A gingerbread guy who looks really happy.
He is literally a baked gingerbread.
He's totally baked.
Yes.
Oh, I love him.
Fully baked.
Fully baked. Those are all Delta 9s, which I always get confused about what
that
means.
I was going to say, we've looked this up before, what Delta 9 means, and we always forget.
There's a lemon one.
Lemon, what is it? Lemon Days?
Lemon Haze.
Lemon Haze.
Let's look up Delta 9 again.
Yeah, they also have a line of CBD drinks and a line of gummies and tinctures and topicals. They've got it all. Goodland Extracts.
Yeah. Extracts.
Yep.
So it's saying when I search Delta 9 THC strains, it's used for relaxation and also pain management and nausea relief and improved sleep. So this is the opposite of the, like of an indica type. This is what that is, right? So there's the indica.
Indica is relaxing.
Yeah. So sativa. The sativa is the one that's like, woohoo, here we go. So it's more like that, I guess.
Delta People 9. Describe sativa to me is like they're able to focus better. Not me.
Not you?
It gives me anxiety.
Oh. But that's what I mean by the woohoo.
Right. Yeah. It affects everybody differently.
Absolutely.
I prefer indica.
Yes, 100%. I do as well.
I prefer sativa. The way I look at it is I don't need help feeling tired.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I need help turning off my brain, mm-hmm. as I think Pam does as well.
Yep.
And it also, this is the one that gives you kind of the hungry feeling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Delta 9 increases
munchies.
Yeah. The need to eat.
Well, yeah, because it helps with nausea.
Appetite stimulation, they say. Mm, that is so tasty.
Yep. That's yummy.
I like it.
I would drink it.
How many thumbs up?
How many thumbs up?
3 thumbs up.
3 thumbs up.
Tom Brady cloned his dog.
Nuh-uh.
I heard that, yes. And it's not even a purebred, which I actually was super excited to hear.
Well, he just likes his dog that much that he cloned it?
Yeah.
Does he have
50,000 dogs.
Does he have his old dog still?
Yes.
So he has two of the exact same dog?
No.
It says Tom Brady's dog, Junie, J-U-N-I-E, is an actual clone of his last dog, Lua.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's already done it.
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, Lua died in 2023.
Oh.
And her spirit lives on through Junie.
I would be very curious to know if Junie is as good a dog for him
right?
as the previous dog.
So Tom Brady's working with a company called Colossal Biosciences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he had Lua cloned. Mm. And he's not just a client there. He's also an investor.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. He said, I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed.
Can we do some fundraisers to have Lydia clone?
Yes. 100%.
Can you imagine like 5 Lydias?
Oh my God, the world would be a better place.
Oh, so much. I would never leave the house. I'd be like, it's a pile. LA snuggle time.
A pile of Lydias. Yes, please. Put me in the middle.
100%.
I want to be there.
Welcome to Lydia Media. Behold our pile of Lydias.
Our army of Lydias.
And can they take one blood draw and make five dogs?
Yeah.
Can you make a litter of Lydias? Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Lydia was one of 9, so.
Ooh, yowza. She's the best, though.
Yeah, that's immediately what I thought of when I heard that Tom Brady cloned his dog. I was like, Lydia. So I found this out because I was, we were having dinner at Gipper's and someone sitting next to us told us that Tom Brady cloned his dog. I knew this person.
So they knew about Lydia probably.
And yeah, she was like, you need to clone Lydia. And I was like, I mean, that's what I was thinking, but I didn't assume it's what you were thinking.
Everyone's thinking it. Everyone. Everyone.
She's such a love.
Yeah. I think the community could be rallied together to do that for you.
Yeah. You can start a GoFundMe.
Yeah. Make sure we have Lydia forever. What would you name the new dog, though? You wouldn't name it Lydia.
Lydia 2.0?
Well, you did it before she was gone, and then you just had Lydia and Lydia.
Lydia's squared.
Lydia's media.
Also Lydia.
Oh, my goodness. I've never, in my adulthood, I've not had a dog that I would clone. In my childhood dog, I think we would have cloned Lady. We would have cloned her. She was a schnoodle that we found under our trailer when we were waiting for base housing in North Dakota. She was pregnant at the time. She had 5 little puppies, I think, and she was a great dog. We had her for, I think, 18 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
She was old. She was so old. She was the sweetest dog, but yeah, we'd clone her. But any other dog I've had since her has been like, wow. You got some issues.
Can I note that Sarah has already finished her? Mm. Oh, you too.
Oh, I have too.
Oh, yeah, we're through it. Yeah. We're done it.
I finished mine like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm nursing mine.
Oh, well, you have to do today.
Do you guys get the after the greeny flavor a little bit?
Yes.
Grassy.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Root beer on the front end and Delta 9 on the back end. It's good, though. That was yummy.
Mm-hmm. I thought the flavor of that was really good. They landed solidly on root beer.
Right.
There was no question about it.
And good root beer. I think that's important to note. because not all root beer is equal. Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamedialLC.com.
Let's close it out with three random questions. What do you say?
Sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I have one. Question. What is a purchase that you made and immediately regretted?
Ooh. I will say probably my car.
Oh.
I had my old car for 14 years, and it was time for it to go. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't excited about getting a new car. Even I felt bad for the salesperson because they were like, "Ah, do you want to take a picture with it?" And I'm like, "No, not really. I'm fine."
Yeah.
I wish I could have held on to my old car for a few more years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And cars they're just a huge expense and a necessity, obviously.
I was going to say, when I bought my car, it was the same way. Like the finance person I was sitting with, she's like, "Are you excited?" Yeah. I'm like, "No."
No, I'm not.
I'm about to give you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Ton of money.
Yeah.
I'm not excited.
And
your car. That's interesting because that's mine also.
Really?
That's not something I immediately regretted.
Yeah.
I did. Well, so not Ruby was a lease. So she wasn't mine until last year.
Oh, I thought Elise was her name, and then she got cloned by Tom Brady.
No, she was Elise, and then when I went to buy out the lease, I got suckered into buying something along with the car that I didn't need.
Mm.
And so I don't regret buying her. I regret buying the thing that they sold me.
To add on
to her, because it cost me a lot of money for what they called peace of mind. So
I did buy a pair of boots. At TJ Maxx, they were like tall black leather, a name brand. I can't remember which one. They were like $140 at TJ Maxx. Yeah.
Whoa.
So they were like $300 boots. So I was like excited. I've worn them like maybe twice. They're not comfortable. They like irritate my calf because they're tall boots and it just like sits on a bad spot in my calf. So. Yeah, I regret that purchase, and that was pretty quickly after. I think after I tried wearing them for the first time, I was like, ooh.
Nope.
What is your all-time favorite quote from a movie?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many. Probably the one I say the most, and this will surprise Mark because it's not from my favorite movie, but is I'm your Huckleberry. I'm your Huckleberry.
Tombstone.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's that from?
Tombstone.
Oh.
Also, another popular one for me is Down by the Creek, Walking on Water. When anytime anyone asks me where someone is, Down by the Creek, Walking on Water.
Love it.
That's probably one of my favorites. Also, I don't know. There's so many. I love so many quotes from movies, and I remember so many of them.
See, I don't really.
Love it. We can have at our house a full family conversation with just lines from movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you put me and Leo and Josh in the same room. We don't even have to use other words besides movie quotes to talk.
Wow.
It's bad. It's not a wow. It's like, oh, you guys watched a lot of movies a lot of times together.
Mine's stupid.
Say it.
Have you ever seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Yeah.
You know when they do the Trojan rabbit?
Yeah.
And it fails miserably. And then Sir Bedivere says, if we built a large wooden badger. I love his optimism in that moment. All you got to do is change the animal and it's going to work. I laugh every time it comes on.
That's funny. I thought you were going to say the, like, I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, no. I mean, all the classic ones are great. But, like, my favorite scene in that movie is the constitutional peasant. When old woman, man, sorry, I'm not old. And
just 35.
I absolutely love it.
That is really, really funny.
My kids can recite that word for word. And it was one of my proudest moments as a parent.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What's yours?
The one that pops in my head first, right out of the gate. And I watched this movie a ton of times, like, through high school and stuff. Well, color me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
Yep. That is a good one. That is a good one. Another.
That's one.
That's another great movie. Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman. Yep. I have another one that is a little bit more serious that I say sometimes, and it's from The Greatest Showman. When you are careless with other people's feelings, you bring ruin upon yourself.
What? I've only watched that once.
I love the music. Yeah. I love Zac Efron in that. Yeah. He's so good.
It's a good movie. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
All right. Best concert you've ever been to?
I haven't been to a lot.
Okay. But what was the best one?
Probably the one where I met Jeremy Swayman in the pit.
What?
For obvious reasons. That was Dave Matthews 2 years ago. That was a really good show, actually. That was like, of all the Dave Matthews shows I've been to, that was probably the best, and not just because of Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah. But he did have a lot to do with it.
But he had a lot to do with it.
So.
I know it wasn't Candlebox.
No. No, that was a terrible concert. I've seen a lot of musicians because I've been to music festivals, which kind of checks off a lot of musicians that you've seen live without paying a $300 concert ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously those shows are a lot more condensed. There's not a lot of showmanship or, you know, extras on these stages. So that kind of takes away from what you would see in a full concert. Honestly, the Dead South just puts on an amazing show, and I love the backdrop of their whole stage and just their presence on the stage and how all of them have a huge role in what they do as part of the band. I think they all sing at some point. They're just between their music and the style of their stage set. Like, I just get sucked in. I am like right there with them for the entire concert. So that's what I would say. Yeah.
Cool.
But I know, so I have friends that have gone to see Pink. I would love to see Pink.
Yeah.
I've heard she puts on just, the show is absolutely insane. And Taylor Swift, I've heard, is
my God.
I'd love to see Bruno Mars. I feel like Bruno Mars, I don't know anybody that's gone to see him, but I feel like he would put on a pretty spectacular show.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Mine is, I saw Social Distortion at Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. I was supposed to go with a friend, and he backed out at the last minute. So I'm like, screw it. Went by myself, got there super early, and just stayed up front for the entire show.
Neat.
And it was, at the time, a religious experience for me. It was so cool. I could read their set list.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was holding on to the front railing, and never been that close for a show before, but if there was any band I was going to do it for, it would be them.
Yeah.
And they did not disappoint. And in second place would be Rob Zombie at the Colisee on Halloween.
What?
That was a few years ago.
Oh, my God. And I just remember thinking, well, that's when I went to concerts. Like, I can't remember the last concert I've been to. I just remember thinking, what lottery did we win where we get Rob Zombie on Halloween?
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. He puts on a great show.
Yes.
Well, Sarah, all right. You haven't been to a lot of concerts, but what concert would you like to go to? Who do you want to see?
I would love to see Taylor Swift. I would love to go see Taylor Swift. She puts on an incredible show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she puts everything she has into it, and I would just love to see the craftsmanship of that. I think it would be pretty amazing.
I'd be people watching as well.
Yeah.
So that's like when we went to Bourbon and Beyond in Kentucky. Who was it? Benson Boone, I think. He played during the day, and I think everybody around us had someone in their group crying.
He's amazing.
Like, just like,
he's amazing.
Losing it. And
the guys that were with
Kevin and our friends, they were like, "What is happening? Why is everybody crying?"
Why was everybody crying? I'm not familiar with this artist.
I mean, it's a lot of like,
he has some great songs.
Yeah, like just emotional, deep songs.
All right, folks, there you go. Have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email. Sarah's poking her right now. Just in case Pam forgot who she was.
I'm here.
Pam@LydiaMediaLLC.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.